Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Excuse me. Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. We're going to have a bumper show today. We have a UK broadcaster coming on to talk about political prisoners in grand old Austria. You must remember in days past, Jane Burgermeister was fighting a hell of a battle for a bird flu vaccine and was put in prison. Well, here's a man, too, who was standing up for truth and decency and has been put in jail and subjected to bizarre psychiatric treatments. Someone has to scream about things like that. I pick me and my guest, Andrew Preacher. In the second hour, we got Stephen Kinzer back. He had an emergency and had to deal with that last time, so that's a shame, because we love his books, so we get exposed to true American history from one of the best writers I know of. You hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than cavalry and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going to go into the belly of the beast again and take on this monster and try to teach you what is actually in the deep state, in the shadows, taking over the entire planet Earth. On the sign that Dante wrote about to go into hell in Dante's Inferno, there was a sign, abandon all hope, ye who enter here. In Power Hour Nation, we have a sign. And our sign is a little different. Hope is determined by the gate to the entrance to the Power Hour Nation. Hope eternal, a flame of truth, a form of godliness to understand and to lead ourselves to a better way, a better solution, not the final solution the New World Order has planned for us. I'm sure a lot of you have gone to a place where you get the COVID questions. Well, I'd like to have my alternative questions, and maybe they'd be at the border of the Power Hour Nation. And you would ask things like, do you love God? Do you love your Constitution? Do you love your Bill of Rights? Do you pledge allegiance to the flag? Do you hold truths as self-evident? Do you appreciate the American way of life? And if you can answer yes to those questions, you pass. All the other questions are to strip all those fundamentals from our very psyches and turn us into some quivering fools that accept the mark of the beast, which is well on the way to come before us. There is absolutely nothing good about this. 2 Thessalonians 2 describes it very, very clearly, that a strong deception will be loosed upon the world before the end times, and this is what we're into. I always try to look at the master behind all of this and free myself from the burdens of lies and deceits and cover-ups that have weighed us down. And I see very, very clearly what's on the other side. I found a big piece of evidence again in the intervening time. Disclosure, the Defense Intelligence Agency's FOIA release. They're harvesting materials from what are generally termed and regarded as UFOs. I copied the letter that was sent to the person who was in looking into this and put links to his determinations and his website. He got well over 100 pages in response to his request. The other intelligence agencies went ballistic, because he said, this is weapons, this is defense, you can't talk about that. Really? Weaponizing? Because lots of the pages, 32, were for biomaterials. Perhaps maybe the biomaterials they want to stick in your body. To do what? Jack Mullen did an excellent interview that I posted on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com, and it's posted on the government rag. And he gets into great detail of what we're facing in a very succinct and accurate way. It's well worth listening to and sharing as broadly as you can, because we are in a war, brothers and sisters. Make no bone about it. This is the ultimate war of eternity on who is going to rule this Earth Eden we call home. Will it be us, or will it be the monster hiding in the wings? The monster hiding in the wings thinks it's conquered us. But as I've said very many, many times before, we will not capitulate. We will learn who the enemy is and counter their thrusts. Because if we don't, we'll either be killed or put into a type of world we could never, ever expect. Because they want to ultimately load us into the cloud. One of my colleagues, who's a Muslim, sent me a video of a Sufi cleric speaking of this, talking of the jinn, J-I-N-N. And I posted that on my website as well. It's called Demon Tech. And I've never seen such an accurate description of what the demons are and how they work, the electrical beings in the background dominating the tech, the computers, and most specifically, those iPhones you use, and how they will come into your brain and capture your heart, your soul, your mind, and put it in a digital prison. Jack used the words the Borg in his analysis, and it's something I've seen right from the very beginning. This is what we're facing. We must be in the collective. We are being assimilated. The greatest psychological operation the world has ever seen is loosed upon us. And there's only one way out. We have to somehow disconnect ourselves from this slave technology, or it will overwhelm us. We heard yesterday about power outages. I played you a tape of the artificial intelligence being Han saying that's your only defense to turn off the power. And sometimes I wonder if that's the case, or if the mad generals, one of my previous guests talked about in the Kennedy assassination, were really mad when they wanted to start a nuclear war, or were they calling in the last option in a failing battle? Calling in an airstrike on yourself, hopefully to destroy more of your enemy than yourselves, as a last-ditch effort to survive. Because we don't know, and we're not told, who the enemy is. I just deduce it on my own. But then, should I really need someone to tell me how to think? I follow it very, very well and very, very clearly. It's imperative. Imperative that we learn. And Boris Johnson made it quite plain at his UN speech. If you haven't familiarized yourself with that and how the AI and the tech are going to take over our bodies, he went so far as to say, pink-eyed Terminator robots have come from the future to kill us all. But they have a weakness because they just can't overtly come on top of us and destroy us. There's something about them that gives us an edge. And that's why we have to be taken apart with psychological warfare and this biological warfare element. A funny thing happened just before I started. One of my researchers found me a tweet of a woman who was investigating life insurance. And if you take the jab and you die, the life insurance doesn't pay, because it's experimental. That should tell you something very, very sincerely. We are into it to such a degree. Russia recalled its ambassador. Biden was making provocative comments, as they used to be called in other eras, to Vladimir Putin and the Russians. Is he trying to start some kind of twisted fight? Is that the role of the Democrats? There was moves to take away the launch codes from him because he's a blithering idiot. He can't, you know, all of us are more qualified than the president because we can form a coherent sentence. And this man has the launch code. The senior general in China says it's inevitable that we're going to go to war. And I believe we're at war already. And that's why we're all being treated as prisoners of war and subjected to the terms of who conquered us. I came across a song. I was spell checking. And I, you know, so I was just looking up my word, conqueror. Because sometimes I put my E in instead of an O. And then I found out there's a very popular artist named Aurora who did a song, Conqueror. It's well worth listening to. It shows us how the AI is conquering us, that the central entity computer will control us all. It's a very good way, maybe on the low key, to get information across to other people. And I love the old TV shows in the 60s because they tell us a lot, too. I was watching Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. And there was an episode there that just blew me away, too. It was called The Price of Doom. They're in Antarctica. And the villain says, you control the food, you control the people. You control the people, you control the world. And who's going to control the food? I think his name is Gates. And then another one, you know, sometimes I watch these things to get away from it all. And then I find out there were very, very knowledgeable people back then. The Man from U.N.C.L.E., Season 3, Episode 2, The Sort of Do-It-Yourself Dreadful Affair. It's all about the robots that are coming. And I copied some of the script so you can see it for yourself about how what they put into human beings turns them into plastic, just like Celeste Solem said, that there's things in this vaccine that turn your flesh to plastic to make you part of the collective Borg. And then the villain goes that they'll have hundreds of thousands of walking slaves, indestructible, armed and marching, sweeping everything before them, taking a country in 29 days, invincible. Not bullets, nor bombs, nor tanks could stop the mindless, soulless soldiers of an army so vast would blacken the land with its marching. But of course, they're not mad. We are, because we put them in power. The Tanzanian president, and I was ready to pack my bags to see how he's handling this. To say, no, we won't take the vaccine, we won't fall for it. Well, he went missing. And unfortunately, he's dead. Which is a terrible shame. Hopefully the rest of the country will still stand firm, but it shows you the price that we're paying in this war. And just by the way, so you know, Daniel has not gone missing, and he's not been captured by aliens or anything like that. He's involved in a move of his own and very, very busy right now. And hopefully he's bugging out to a place I'd like to be, a South Pacific island that's unincorporated somewhere. Government drops charges against the jailed Canadian pastor, lawyer says. Pastor James Coates. Now, there is a Christian. You carry that cross with the nails in your hand, and you look Rome straight in the eye, and you say to them, as I always quote General McAuliffe at the Battle of the Bulge when the Germans ask for your surrender, you say, nuts! No way in hell do we surrender. Beat us, kick us, knock us into the dirt, but we do not back up. Our rights are from God inviolate. Kill me dead, but they're still my rights from God inviolate. Afghan government preparing for whatever decision the U.S. takes to pull out troops. U.K. warns EU there will be consequences to breaking the law over the vaccine row. You just look at all these fools and idiots to take this poison into their body, fighting for it. It breaks my heart. Sometimes it's hard for me to concentrate because I know so many seniors that I've known for so long that I look to as my family lining up to take this. There's nothing you can do to talk to them about it. They're like robots. And it breaks my heart that some or a lot of them may suffer serious consequences from this. A lot of the nursing staff and hospital staff here in Canada refuse to take it. And I think we're seeing an influx of cases here in Ontario. It's not a new wave. It's because you're getting it from the vaccine. They're giving you the disease, whatever it may be, to make you look like you've had it. And a lot of them know that, and they refuse to take it, which is something you have to be adamant about. No, no, no. Biden issues gag order on Border Patrol so he can cover up the illegal alien surge. And he's opening all kinds of little prison hospices for his future voters. A very strange kettle of fish. Then, of course, Biden says Russia's Putin will pay a price for election meddling. Are you mad? Are you mad? You're going to start a fight with Russia, who's quite prepared to not just bomb you back to the Stone Age, but to eliminate all human life on the planet Earth. It's over. We move on. Sometimes I wish Congress would have to listen to Dr. Charles Stanley, the great Christian pastor, talk about anger and rage and healing, coming to grips with things. Probably do the world a whole lot of good. White House support for Dem-backed immigration bills that include citizenship path. Well, that's for sure. New Jersey district pays $325,000 in Trump yearbook censorship. So a teacher claims that she was forced to edit a picture of a student in the yearbook because that student had a Trump shirt on. Now, this is going back to, like, the hardcore Soviet Union or Hitler that you have to eliminate pictures and bits of pictures. Love them or hate them, that's your choice. But you can't have a choice in the New World Order. Everything will be programmed in your mind for you to think, with no exceptions. And those that cannot be assimilated will be destroyed. Postal Service says there's still no evidence to support Pennsylvania workers' fraud claims. I think most of us have seen this in video all over the place. It's systemic. But of course, Big Brother knows. Big Brother has spoken. And no matter what we see, you know, the whole concept of reality is not what you see with your eyes. It's what they program into your mind. That's reality. And they want to get into those psychotropic drugs, too, just to help it along and give it a nice kaleidoscope of colors, perhaps. Biden's DHS, well, we did that, prison camps. Bitcoin surges after Fed signals loose monetary policy. Well, the young people are probably more keen to everything computer. I have a problem with Bitcoin. And the big problem I have with Bitcoin is, as our guest yesterday was saying, what happens when the power goes out? You can get your flashlight and find your cash or your gold. You're going to have a lot of trouble finding your Bitcoin. And the whole concept of digital currency is to make it so that they can take money out when they bring on this system that's completely and totally subservient to the mark of the beast. Whatever you do, like maybe sharing your DNA that's now patented when you get the injection, you violated the patent because you gave it away somehow. You had sex with someone or you held hands and a cell jumped from one to the other. Well, they just take it directly out of your bank account that you pay the damages. Jobless rates surge, bonds getting blown out, autonomous vehicles that will stop for the police, wind down the windows, and surrender for you. Isn't that amazing? Especially as we get into an era where we don't have constitutional rights, where we're in a total and complete prison camp. Severe weather shifts into southwest, bringing tornadoes, dangerous storms. And knowing how weather can be manufactured and moderated, we always have to wonder who is in the ire of the satanic devils who control that. Because that's old technology. It was looking at things that goes back to the 20s. And yet, most of us are completely unaware. After rigorous scientific review, UK drugs regulator says people should still get AstraZeneca. Well, of course. It's supposed to kill you anyway, so what difference does it make? Blood clots. In Sweden, they stopped using it on health people because they were getting sick. And someone had a brain somewhere. Food is medicine. Hippocrates. Imagine that. Imagine that. So, of course, the government will always go over pure, decent, lovely food and take it away from us and give us the, like, genetically altered salmon that's coming down the road. And once they start genetically modifying it, where do they stop? You'll never know until maybe you grow two heads. As I was reading one of my books from Jim Mars a while back, I just love it. The Rise of the Fourth Reich. You know, there's stuff in there that I'd forgotten. I remember when I was younger, one of the cleaners at work would always tell me when I was having lunch, you know, you drink all this soda pop, it's going to kill you, it's poison, you know. But he never explained to me exactly what he meant by that, and I thought he was kidding, and I drank it anyway. And I forgot about some of these chemicals. I think one of them is sodium benzoate, mixes with vitamin C, and they always put a citric acid in a lot of these things, and it turns to benzene. Wonder why you're sick. A lady I used to know, a very devout Christian woman that worked in an office in a place I worked, she always called water Adam's Ale. And like Mr. Redfern said the other day, drink lots of water. You wouldn't put soda pop in your gas tank. You know it has a certain kind of fuel that makes it work the best, even if the car wants to drink something sweet. And then one of the worst, of course, is the colas with phosphoric acid. Great for cleaning drains. I was doing a little body work on my car. It takes rust off like there's no tomorrow. Imagine what it does to your guts. You put a tooth in it, it's gone in the morning. That's why it's a great drain cleaner. It dissolves almost anything in there in pretty short order. It's a very powerful acid. But you must do what Satan says, because he has control of your mind with advertising. Yes, yes, yes. So we have control of our liberation. We have power our nation. On the other side of the break, Andrew Peacher from the UK, and we'll try to free a political prisoner. Thanks for coming out.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through this Sunday, 10% off all Good Health Naturally products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Good Health Naturally products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 817-9829 or online at our newly designed ThePowerMall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from ThePowerMall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And wow. I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
This craft that the Strokes family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would. The Strauss Heart Drops, the world-famous Strauss Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strauss's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those Heart Drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Froy, and joining us in this next segment is going to be Andrew Preacher from the UK, Scotland, of course, and we're going to talk about a political prisoner in Austria, Peter Hofschröer, and he's been singled out for special treatment because he wants to expose some of the criminality in Austria. I look at pretty much all governments as criminal empires. And people got to stand up. Like one that just brings tears to my eyes is the nun in Myanmar who gets on her knees in front of the soldiers and says, shoot me and leave the people. Kill me instead. And some of the soldiers actually got down on their knees to pray with her. Isn't that wonderful? And then in the March for Justice for a woman who was murdered by a police officer in the UK, you know, everybody came out, stood up, and they shone their lights on their phones at the police. I guess that's our new weapon, is the light. See the light. To tell them, we're not going to be the troglodytes you desire. It's beautiful. So you host Freedom Talk Radio. Do you, Andrew? Tell us a bit about that and how people can listen.
Yeah, well, I was doing Freedom Talk Radio, and it wasn't getting many hits on Google, but the people were phoning in. So I changed it to Horizon Talk Radio now, and I've had a couple of months break. But, yeah, you can kind of tune in by going to Horizon Talk or Freedom Talk Radio Facebook pages, and we usually put the links up there. But this case isn't unique, what we're talking about today, but really it is kind of very similar to what's going on around the world. It's got all the elements of, you know, government, corporation deception, you know, the vaccine, the forced medications, the you name it, you've got it. In this case, the money laundering, the what do they call it? Sorry, my brain's gone a little bit. So basically, so what I do on these radio we'll talk about it in a minute. What we do on these radio shows is trying to highlight people's problems, really, and see if there's anybody out there that can kind of you know, help them. And failing that, we use it as a weapon against the corporations or the government people who are being bad. So just as an example, if somebody was put in jail, let's say, for not paying his TV license, as an example, we'd get people to go to the prison and we'd ring them live on air and try and get a comment, you know, that kind of thing. Naughty, but kind of it's effective. And then you suddenly see them getting released. We did this with not so much Peter, but Hoshra, but we did it with a lady called Susanna Kellner Johnson. She's basically, she's an alternative medicine lady. She was giving out herbal things. She was giving advice how to stay healthy without mainstream injections, whatever. They put her in jail. Well, not jail, so mental health treatment. There's Carol Woods in the UK. She's an ex-social worker. They put her in the mental health treatment because she was talking too loud. And there was a young guy in Belfast. He lost all of his children to the care system. Again, the doctor was harassing him in a patient meeting. He recorded it. We exposed it. And then he went into mental health. But in all three cases so far, pressure got them out of their institutions. So, yeah, but this one is a hard nut to crack, this Hoshra one, because it involves three countries, Germany, Austria, and the UK, and it involves corruption at the very highest level. And last thing on this one for now, I'll let you speak. you mentioned the special treatment. I'm not sure if it's how you pronounce it, but in German, it's the Sonderbehandlung, something like that anyway. And it's basically meaning that you're going to get, not literally the special treatment as in good, you get the nasty treatment because you've been naughty.
Oh, indeed. And that just has to drive us ballistic, I hope, because we're supposed to have left the reservation ages ago on that sort of thing. And, you know, even to the point where we treat real prisoners with humanity. And the fact that this was the, you know, treatment the SS used on their prisoners is just mind-blowing. Well, probably the greatest example of, you know, taking the initiative like you do, it was John Lennon singing about John St. Clair, who was put in prison. And just from his song alone, because he held so much moral suasion in the United States, he was released from jail on a narcotics charge, as memory serves me. And so it's very important. Evil only happens when good people do nothing. So we have to do something, or we're not good people. So what exactly has Peter done to offend the Austrians? What corruption has he been exposing?
Yeah, if I've got time, because I know how these stations work, you know, you get a break when you're not expecting it. So I'll try and stick to 5 minutes in case you've got a middle of the hour break, maximum of 5 minutes, because it really is a complex case. But it started off very simply with a couple of brothers, you know, kind of sharing care. Robert Hoshrower was the brother. There was his children, Martin and Diane, as a couple. They were all family members, and they were looking after Barbara and Paul Hoshrower, the elderly parents. And I'll give you a little bit of background. So they had two children, Robert and Peter. Robert has two children, Diane and Martin. They live in York, in Yorkshire. In 2007, Robert fraudulently deceived his mum and dad into transferring ownership of their house to his children, Robert and Diane, and so, you know, Diane and Martin, sorry. That's how it all started, with the transfer of that house. There was something written in to the agreement that wasn't fair. But I think at that point, Peter was quite happy with that. He worked away. He was in Germany. I think he worked for a games company. So he was working away. He wanted care for his mum and dad. So, you know, had to sign over something. It was an agreement at the time anyway. Diane and Martin would hold the 25% of the house each in trust for Peter. So, you know, there was something for them and something for Peter to come back to. I mean, eventually, you know, the dad died. And then what happened was, it was getting very bad in Yorkshire because Peter is a historian. So he's rewritten history on the Prussian wars and a lot of history books from German era and Austria era. He's rewrote history for them and he's translated a lot of stuff back into English for them, which makes more sense to the English sort of people who are reading it. So I think a part of the Austro-German connection is they probably didn't like him rewriting history. But anyway, so he's plodding on, trying to defend himself in Yorkshire, trying to keep his mum safe. And they kind of had enough at that point. So they decided to have a little holiday, which I think turned into a long holiday. They went to Austria. They had a house in Austria. I'm trying to fast forward it a bit. Yeah, they had a house in Austria. So this was in 2008. Peter returns from Austria. His dad died while he was away. So that was one house. Yorkshire police, Yorkshire local authority. Peter thought, and he still believes, that he's got enough information on the connection between York City, York Police, Jimmy Savile, and a lot of children, sexual abuse. So that's the angle from the authorities anyway. So you've got the authorities after Peter for wanting to whistleblow on Jimmy Savile stuff. You've got the family trying to steal the property. It then happened in Austria, then it, you know, they managed to steal the property in Austria that they bought. And a few years later, I haven't got the year on top of my mind, Peter was arrested anyway in 2014. This is when I first met him. They arrested him for child abuse images. Now, bear in mind, the court wouldn't let him prove there wasn't images on his computers. And the second point is, he came from a secret location where he was hiding out to York to go to court to get his brother, Robert, charged with all this house stealing and all the other business. He was carrying the computers with him to court. So if he had generally thought he had bad images on them computers, he wouldn't have brought them with him, surely. So he got charged for this child images. He didn't have a defence. He was 3 years in prison, I think, more or less. He then went to London to try and sit out his... because you have a certain time in jail and a certain time out of jail. So he went into a London area to stay with people so he doesn't breach his bail conditions. And then, you know, obviously one day when all that was finished, they decided, well, we must have found images now in their house in Austria. So they found some images in Austria. Them charges were never really proven. So what happened is, and this is a bit, I'm not totally understanding this bit, but they first put him in prison. They more or less then let him off in Austria. So they had a European arrest warrant, took him over to Austria. I understand that bit. And then they put him into a mental health unit, which is based in a prison. And he's still there today, 2 or 3 years later, still in mental health unit in a prison for a crime he hasn't committed, because even if he had committed it, he would have served his time by now. So they've sectioned him for life based on, oh, this will do, you know, because you're starting to be a nuisance to us. We'll sentence you to mental health for life in an Austrian mental health unit inside a prison and giving you special treatment. So to me, I don't understand that, but I guess they've got to house mental health people somewhere. Since that, they've force injected him with depot injections and he's not himself anymore. His brain is not like it used to be and his humour's definitely not there anymore. So, yeah, I've tried to cut a long story short because it really is a complex case, but you do get police, you do get officials and court people all perjuring themselves and all, you know, really needing to be in the jail rather than himself. And Peter's only ever wish, now this is sadder than most things, he's not bothered about himself. His mum's in a York care home in Yorkshire and she's 90 odd now and she's probably going to die very soon. He just wants to kiss his mum and say goodbye. He's not bothered about anything else. He has put in for a transfer to a British hospital because he knows in a British hospital he'll do a retest of psychiatric evaluation. He'll be let free. But then he'll just carry on trying to clear his name, which most people don't believe him. So, yeah, he's in a prison, sorry, in Asten, that's A-S-T-E-N, in the city of Austria. And he just wants to get out, obviously. But it's very hard. He is a political prisoner. There's many people in that prison in Asten that's in there for the same reason and sectioned to life. There must be some way out of that because you don't even get that in the UK. They section you under the Mental Health Act 1 year after 1 year. You know, they don't say, well, I think you're going to have 30 years, you know, or life. They just do a review every year. Not in Austria. That's criminal.
Oh, indeed. And, you know, this is in America, too. Christopher Fulton was a guest I've had on twice on Power Hour Nation. He had evidence on the Kennedy assassination that proves he was shot from the front with a sniper rifle. Specifically, his watch recovered from Bethesda or from Parkland Hospital. And he did a long prison term. They just framed him on some IRS charges and locked him up and threw away the key. And we're hoping maybe that he'd die in prison or just be, well forgotten. And many of the inmates he discussed in his book were in similar situations. This is a common tactic used by all states. Here in New York City, we used to have a broadcaster who was quite influential in many respects, Dr. Rebecca Carley, someone I knew in the past. They pulled her medical license, they took her children, and she's in a mental hospital now. And it disturbs me because maybe they're going to stab her with this injection and finish the job.
I must admit, George, I had many and many happy memories with Dr. Rebecca Carley, and I had some that I had to go, oh, my God. You know, she really does shock you, but at the same time, it came from the heart, and, you know, I'd lost touch what happened to her, to be fair, but people like her, and then that assassination thing as well, you've just highlighted on, well, I've been doing some stuff for our author friend Tim, and I found photos describing exactly what you've been telling me, and they're not come from, you know, bloggers, they've come from official files, because I think the deeper you dig into what you're looking for, you know, Google's very good at giving you what you're looking for in the end. And there's images out there proving that he was shot from the front.
There's absolutely no mistake. But the only thing we leave as a society to the next generation is our codified system of lies. And from that, the next generation has to use that as their basis for finding the truth, which they can never find. Because it's all based on the lie of one generation taken to another generation, codifying lies and the next one. And sometimes in jest, I hope, you know, maybe somewhere, sometime, somehow, some archivist will find a hard drive from a listener to Power Hour who downloaded a lot of shows and start to realize that what the official story is and what people talked about when we were alive are two different tales, widely different, and that maybe we can correct the historical record by somehow preserving the historical record. Just recently, they found ancient texts from the Bible, again, 1900 years old, that people on pain of death had to hide away, hoping that somewhere down the road in the future, other generations would find these words and understand what they meant, because the words are hijacked, twisted, turned, and manipulated into something else. And people have to do this on pain of death, on pain of torture, on pain of almost anything you could ever imagine. And we have martyrs here alive in our own time, in our own eras. And we have to stand up for them, pray for them, salute them, and be good to them. And part of it is to speak out when they're on the short end and make the world aware of these crimes so that they don't suffer in silence. And that's one of the big reasons I wanted to bring up this story with Peter Hofschauer, because it just seems like he was a good Joe who walked into a wall, and you don't know the enemy and the fight you're going to get into just as an average person. It usually comes to you by surprise. And, just out of nowhere, you're turned inside out, your life's taken. The Bible speaks a lot about that persecution and how great the people are that are being persecuted and how that's a reward from God in a way. And, we just have to grit our teeth and bear it. And part of it is in some of these persecutions, we have to walk away from things. And that's where they really got Dr. Carley, because she's a mother and they took her children. She could survive losing the medical license. She could survive any other debauchery that they may have for her. But a mother is a mother and your children are your children.
Can I just briefly back away from? Can I just briefly back that up? I know that this was for half an hour. Just firstly by saying, if anybody wants to read the Hofschauer information in full, it's Grandma B Blog 2018.wordpress.com. Grandma B Blog 2018.wordpress.com. Or just simply Google Grandma B Peter Hofschauer, and there's lots of information. But to back up Dr. Carley, and this is how I first met her. In 2006, I was first moved to Scotland, and there was something going wrong with our children. I mean, they were 6 and 7. They were hyperactive. We moved around a lot because we just did it from age of 1 to 6 many times, and we just couldn't work out what was going on. And at the time, I mean, I was totally convinced it was vaccine damages. And we even had a great article written about that by Christina England, which is a good colleague at the time of Rebecca from the UK. She wrote only, and she still does, about vaccine damages. Anyway, we spoke out. The children left. And then, do you know what? I know Rebecca's on her own and brilliant woman, and she is a mother. Had little support from a lot of people, not much, when all the stuff happened. Later on, she became a bit stronger, and then obviously she's now where she is. But it actually made me stronger, and my wife was obviously, because she's a mother, she went exactly like Rebecca Carley did. I mean, it made her so mad, my wife, for many, many years. She's fine today, but 2006 is a year. We're in 2021 now. A daughter is still in adult care system at 21. God bless her. We do get to see her, but we have to be good. Otherwise, we're not allowed to see her. Our son, a bit more independent. He's got his guardianship order last year lifted. But, I look at God. I'm not a religious person, but I do look at the concept of God and the prayer concept to make things better. And if I can pray or help people, that helps me. And that's a good concept. And that's why, I love my brother Timothy Spearman, and I love Dr. Rebecca Carley. And, yeah, so I will say something, though. This will end up on a really good note in the next 4 minutes or whatever. I do not believe 1,000,000% in vaccination, but unfortunately, me and my wife, we're in our early 50s now, and we love to travel. I will say we've had the Pfizer vaccine, and I will say, touch wood, not been programmed yet, and I've not died yet, but, you know, it's, I don't know what the word is, you're caught between a rock and a something else. I can't remember what it is, but yeah, yeah. So if you want to travel, you have to have it. If you want to see your kids for contact, your adult kids, you have to have it. So it was one of them, to be honest with you, because I knew exactly what vaccinations did to our family when they were younger. I was petrified when I had that vaccine. I shivered for days before and shivered days after, not because of the actual vaccine itself or the what could be in it, but because of the fear of what I knew deep down in my soul that I, you know, but anyway, had it now, probably going to have the second one. If anything, it's a bit of an experiment. If they get me and may make me mad, then, you know, that's evidence.
Well, hopefully not. There are rumors that they're giving out some placebos so that they don't have problems and can push it further. But that's why we have to keep in positive prayer. I used to fight like the Dickens against those needles, too, as a child. And I think intrinsically as energy beings, even though we were children, we knew. Anyway, thank you, Andrew. God bless you.
You're welcome. Anytime. Anytime.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all-natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.